"Carry on, Sergeant," said the patrician. "Right, sir."
The boat was moving faster now they were away from the city. There was even a brackish light filtering through the little glass windows.
"Mr. Leonard," said Nobby.
"Yes?"
"Where are we going?"
"His lordship wishes to go to Lesp."
"Yes, I thought it would be something like that," said Nobby. "I thought, where don't I want to go?" And the answer just popped into my head just like that. Only I don't think we'll get there, the reason being in about another 5 minutes my knees are going to fall off.
"Oh, my word, you won't have to pedal all the way," said Leonard. "What do you think the big auger on the nose is for?"
"That," said Nobby. "I thought that was for drilling into the bottom of enemy ships."
"What?" Leonard spun around in his seat, a look of horror on his face.
"Sink ships? Sink ships with people on them?"
"Well, yes."
"Corporal Nobbs, I think you are a very misguided young man," said Leonard stiffly. "Use the boat to sink ships? That would be terrible. In any case, no sailor would dream of doing such a dishonourable thing."
"Sorry. The auger, I would have you know, is for attaching us to passing ships in the manner of the remora, the suckerfish which attaches itself to sharks. A few turns is all that is necessary for a firm attachment."
"So you couldn't bore all the way through the hull, then?"
"Only if you were a very careless and extremely thoughtless young man."
The ocean waves may not be ploughable, but the crust of the River Ankh downstream from the city was known to sprout small bushes in the summertime. The milker moved slowly, leaving a furrow behind it.
"Can't you go faster?" said Vimes.
"Why, certainly," said Jenkins nastily. "Where would you like us to put the extra mast?"
"The ship's just a dot," said Carrot. "Why aren't we gaining on them?"
"It's a bigger ship, so it's got what we technically call more sails," said Jenkins. "And they're fast hulls on those Clatchian boats, and we've got a full hold."
He stopped, but it was too late.
"Captain Carrot," said Vimes.
"Sir?" "Throw everything overboard," said Vimes.
"Not the crossbows. They cost more than $100 each."
Jenkins stopped. Vimes's expression said very clearly that there were a whole lot of things that could be thrown off the boat, and it would be a good idea not to be among them.
"Go and pull some ropes, Mr. Jenkins," he said.
He watched the captain stamp off. A few moments later, there was a splash. Vimes looked over the side and saw a crate bob for a moment and then sink, and he felt happy. Thief-taker, Rust had called him. The man had meant it as an insult, but it'd do. Theft was the only crime, whether the loot was gold, innocence, land or life. And for the thief-taker, there was the chase. There were several more splashes. Vimes fancied the ship surged forwards. The chase. Because the chase was simpler than the capture. Once you'd caught someone, it got complicated. But the chase was pure and free. Much better than prodding at clues and peering at notebooks. He flees, I chase. Simple. Veterinari's terrier,
"Bingley, bingley, bingley, beep," said his pocket.
"Don't tell me," said Vimes. "It's something like 5 p.m. at sea, yes?"
No, said the disorganiser. "Says here, violent row with Lord Rust, insert name here."
"Aren't you supposed to tell me what I'm going to do?" said Vimes, opening the box.
What you should be doing," said the demon, looking very worried. "What you should be doing. I don't understand it. Something seems to be wrong."
Angua stopped trying to rub the collar off against a bulkhead. It wasn't working, and the silver pressing against her skin seemed to freeze her and burn her at the same time. Apart from that, and a silver collar on a werewolf was a fairly major that, she'd been treated well. They'd left a plate of food, a wooden plate, and she'd let her wolf side eat it while the human side shut its eyes and held its nose. There was a bowl of water, quite fresh by Ankh-Morpork standards. She could see the bottom of the bowl, at least. It was so hard to think in wolf shape. It was like trying to unlock a door while drunk. It was possible, but you had to concentrate every step of the way. There was a sound. Her ears pricked up. Something tapped once or twice under the hull. She hoped it was a reef. That meant land, possibly. With any luck, she could swim ashore.